Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting third. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Blaeholder. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Hale reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Fox picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Fox. Hale scores. Averill moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Gleason. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Vosmak moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Vosmak scores. Hughes moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. George Blyaholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blyaholder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Knickerbocker reaches second base with a double. Hughes scores. Pitlock scores. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Sullivan now pitching. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hughes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-1 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trosky for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gosselin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Pitlock moves to second. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder bunts towards the mound. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pitlock. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Pitlock steals third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pitlock scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to second. Thornton Lee now pitching. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Indians, 6, Tigers, 6. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Rogel moves to second. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Owen moves to second. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. G. Walker pinch hits for Mickey Cochran. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Tigers 6. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Hayworth now catching. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Gleason reaches second base with a double. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gleason moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gleason scores. It's 7-6, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's Indians, 7, Tigers, 7. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Weingarten pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Ralph Weingarten is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Weingarten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sullivan moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sullivan moves to third. Fox moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin bunts towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hughes covering, for the out. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to third for the out. There goes Simmons attempting to get to second. Here's the throw, and he's out. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and a walk. Gehringer is walked intentionally. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-5 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Rogel strikes out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Hughes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick bunts towards the mound. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Vosmek moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vosmek moves to third. Hughes moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock is walked intentionally. Joe Becker pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Joe Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles, a double, and 2 walks. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason bunts towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Knickerbocker moves to second. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Hale is walked intentionally. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Tigers 7. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles. Hughes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Vosmick goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Indians. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hughes scores. It's 9-7, Indians. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pitlock moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Pitlock moves to third. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Kimsey covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, 2 home runs, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Hughes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. JoJo White pinch hits for Chad Kimsey. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.